11 Israelis released, all families separated from fathers left as hostages. By Joel B. Polak on November 27, 2023. The Palestinian Hamas terrorist group released the fourth group in a total of 50 hostages on Monday. Number 11 women and children, all families whose fathers and husbands remain in Gaza as hostages. In return, Israel released 33 convicted Palestinian terrorists, falsely described by Qatar, which mediated the deal, as civilians. The Times of Israel reported the list of released Israelis. From the Cuneo family. Sharon Aloni Cuneo, 33. Emma Cuneo, 3. Yuli Cuneo, 3. Father David Cuneo remains hostage in Gaza. From the Engel family. Karina Engel Bart, 51. Mika Engel, 18. Yuval Engel, 10. Father Ronan Engel remains hostage in Gaza. From the Calderon family. Zahar Calderon, 16. Erez Calderon, 12. Father Ofer Calderon remains hostage in Gaza. From the Yaakov family. Or Yaakov, 16. Yagil Yaakov, 12. Father Yair Yaakov and his partner Merav Tal remain hostage in Gaza. From the Yahalami family. Eitan Yahalami, 12. Father Ohad Yahalami remains hostage in Gaza. All of those released are from Kibbutz Neir Oz, where one-fourth of the population was murdered or kidnapped. In a statement provided to Breitbart News, the kibbutz said. Kibbutz Neir Oz welcomes the return of 11 out of the 77 people that were brutally abducted from Neir Oz on October 7. The following members of our community have returned to Israel after being held hostage for 52 days. We hope for their good physical and psychological health in the days ahead. Yuval Angel, 11. Mika Angel, 18. Karina Angel Bert, 51. Eitan Yahalami, 12. Or Jacob, 17. Yagil Jacob, 13. Sharon Aloni Cuneo, 34. Emma Cuneo, 3. Yuli Cuneo, 3. Erez Calderon, 12. Zahar Calderon, 16. The children of Kibbutz Neir Oz returned from captivity represent hope for a bright future for our community and our country. Some were taken captive, some without a parent, which breaks our hearts. The Neir Oz community is committed to support these children and their families through the long recovery process ahead. Our hearts remain with the 49 members of our community and all the hostages still held in Gaza. Many families from our kibbutz remain without their loved ones by their side and are deeply concerned for their well-being. Over one quarter of the Neir Oz community was abducted or murdered during the horrific attack on October 7. A third of all the hostages abducted from Israel are from our community. We demand the immediate release of every single person abducted that day. It is important to note that three Thai nationals who were abducted from the kibbutz are still held hostage. At this time, we do not have information if they are amongst those listed for release this evening. The Neir Oz community will continue the fight until the last hostage is returned. Background. Yuval Angel, 11 years old. A smiley and happy girl, loved by everyone around her. Yuval was abducted to Gaza with her mother, Karina, and her sister Mika, and her 54-year-old father Ronan, who is still held hostage. Mika Angel, 18 years old. Graduated with honors and in the middle of a post-high school gap year, doing volunteer work in the community. Mika was abducted to Gaza with her mother, Karina, and her sister Yuval, and her 54-year-old father Ronan, who is still held hostage. Karina Angel Bert, 51 years old. Resident of Kibbutz Neir Oz. Married to Ronan and mother to Tom, Mika, and Yuval. Karina is the pillar of the household. Karina was abducted to Gaza with her daughters, Mika and Yuval, and her 54-year-old husband Ronan, who is still held hostage. Eitan Yahalami, 12 years old. Loves soccer and plays in the regional Little League. Eitan studies science in school, loves animals, and is adored by his friends and siblings. He was abducted with his 49-year-old father, Ohad Yahalami, who is still held hostage. Or Jacob, turned 17 last week. A kind-hearted teenager, who loves the gym and collects antiques. He was abducted along with his brother Yagil and his 59-year-old father Yair Yaakov, who is still held hostage. Yagil Jacob, turned 13 last week. Smart, bubbly and sociable. Yagil is a fan of Maccabi Tel Aviv Football Club and loves music and cooking. He was abducted along with his brother Yagil and his 59-year-old father Yair Yaakov, who is still held hostage. Sharon Aloni Cuneo, 34 years old resident of Nir Oz, raised in Yevni. Sharon was abducted to Gaza with her twin 3-year-old daughters, Emma and Yuli Cuneo, and her 33-year-old husband David Cuneo, who is still held hostage. Sharon's sister, 45-year-old Daniel Aloni, and Daniel's 5-year-old daughter, were also abducted with them. They were released on the first day of the deal. Emma Cuneo, 3 years old, from Kibbutz Nir Oz. Emma was abducted to Gaza with her mother Sharon, her twin sister Yuli and her 33-year-old father David, who is still held hostage. Yuli Cuneo, 3 years old from Kibbutz Nir Oz. Yuli was abducted to Gaza with her mother Sharon, her twin sister Emma and her 33-year-old father David, who is still held hostage. Eras Kaldaran, turned 12 last month. Eras loves soccer, ping pong, and playing the trumpet. He also likes to ride horses and mountain bikes. Eras was abducted with his 16-year-old sister Sahar, and his 53-year-old father Ofer Kaldaran, who is still held hostage. His 80-year-old grandmother, Carmela Dan, and his 13-year-old cousin Noah Dan, were slaughtered on October 7. Sahar Kaldaran, 16 years old. Sahar loves to draw, sculpt and dance. Sahar was abducted with her 12-year-old brother Erez, and her 53-year-old father Ofer Kaldaran. Her 80-year-old grandmother, Carmela Dan, and her 13-year-old cousin, Noya Dan were slaughtered on October 7. Breitbart News visited the community last week. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.